guest today is Lance McCarthy. Lance, how you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
What do you do for a living?
During the day, I am a senior support specialist at Telerik. What I do is I handle XAML problems all day.
Cool.
Whether it be WPF, Silverlight, Windows Phone, Windows 8, I love XAML. I do it 9 to 5.
Okay, but you have a secret identity at night.
Yes, I do. So at night, I put on my cape, nights and weekends. I am a Nokia ambassador. What does that mean, you might ask? Basically, my purpose in life as an ambassador is to make sure that developers get their apps in the store, and that when their apps are in the store, make those apps successful.
Okay. And you were wearing your cape this week here in Chicago, even though you're from Boston.
Yes.
at a big Nokia develop event, which was very cool, very successful. We had 100 and some people here building apps and learning about phone development.
Today was a lot of fun. We had full house. We were 2 seats shy of full capacity that we could legally allow in the building. We had 2 sessions, which one was for the advanced devs who have experience with apps in the Windows Phone Store, and the others were brand new. Didn't know a lick of C# or XAML or wanted to learn about App Studio.
All right. And you took the beginner's track,
yes,
which I think is really more relevant to a lot of people. There's a lot more people that have zero experience with Windows Phone development than have a lot of experience. In fact, you talked about a tool that's ideal for beginners, I think. Tell us about that one.
So App Studio, which is the second part of my session today, and you're right about it being the majority of the crowd. It's good to see there's a thirst out there for people. They're starting to learn about Windows Phone. They see it in the media. They see their friends that have these new devices. Nokia devices are amazing. And they see the capabilities, and they want to know, hey, I want to build an app for that too. There's 2 categories these people fall into. One, some have developer experience, some don't. The ones that don't have developer experience in their lives, we kind of gear towards App Studio to get them thirsty. They already have a little bit of, you know, intrigue. They want to know how to do it. So what I've done today is I split the day up. The first part of the day is to introduce them to what Windows Phone Design and the Windows Phone Design language and what the modern UI brings about putting the user first, the user experience, know what the user expects, especially being on Windows Phone. One mistake people make is they try to put their Android app on Windows Phone in the same exact format, and it just fails, and that's the reason why. So once I passed out this information where they have an understanding of what to expect and how to build an app, then I introduced them to App Studio.
Mm-hmm.
App Studio is a great service by Microsoft. It's all cloud-powered. You can build an app in a web browser, a native app built in a web browser that compiles down to native code and can be published directly to the Windows Phone Store.
Okay, so I can. The only development tool I need is a web browser. I don't need Windows. I don't need Visual Studio. Is that right?
Correct.
Am I correct?
On the browser.
All right. That sounds too good to be true. Part of my job is help people build apps, and that's a big barrier to entry, is not everybody has upgraded to Windows 8.
Yeah. The magic happens in the server.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft have a server that leverages MVVM heavily.
Okay.
So one of the best features of App Studio, in which this is where developers who have experience can use App Studio, so you can quickly build an app, download the source code, open it in Visual Studio, edit to your heart's content, and then publish it. It cuts down this time very quickly.
Okay.
Yep.
So tell me about the experience, the design experience for when I go to, first of all, where do I go? Where in the browser do I go?
So first place you want to start is apps.windowsstore.com.
Okay.
And the first thing it'll do is when you click, let's create a new one or sign in, you sign in with your Microsoft account.
Mm-hmm. We used to call that a live account.
Yes, right? The live account, your live ID. That has expanded. Some people are using their Gmail, which now works. So
mm-hmm.
you can sync up your Microsoft account with your Gmail, which helped break down some barriers too, because people are like, oh, I have a Hotmail from 10 years ago. It's like, no, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, people don't want one more email address.
Right, exactly. So there is a way to get them in and get them on board. What I do is I explore the interface. The interface is very user-friendly, developer-friendly, where this is a section. For us developers, it's a pivot item, right? And there's a panorama items, but there are sections that are data templates for other parts of the app. So it's strongly using the view model of MVVM.
Hmm.
There's a separate project that gets built out as the data project, which will supply the views with the data that the user chooses. From your point of view, in the browser, all you're selecting is this is what I want it to bring in for YouTube videos. this is what I wanted to bring in for Flickr videos. It's just a search term.
So you're just bringing in kind of streams of data from different sources yes. and aggregating them.
Yep. Hmm. All you have to know as the user of App Studio is the URL for the RSS feed. Or okay. you want to know, you have two options when doing a YouTube section, for example. You can choose either to pick a particular user's channel and you use the YouTube username, or you can just do a general search. You just type in cool car videos, and it will do all the work for you. The data project, it goes out, there's a schema that it builds for you. Mm-hmm. It compiles it down into a native library that is then referenced in the Windows Phone project. So it delivers that all that data to the UI via that separate project.
When you say schema, do you mean like a database schema?
Yep, very similar.
So what is it, in memory? Is it XML? Is it?
So there's the class. Let's say, for example, the YouTube schema is a image URL,
okay.
a video URL, a summary with the string, and the third one is the title URL. So the schema, the class itself, is actually just four properties.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about the model object, basically.
Yes.
Model class.
Yes.
Oh, okay, very cool. All right. So let's take the two paths. The easy path, the beginner's path, is they've aggregated all this stuff together, and there are templates to get them started, right?
Correct.
And then once they get it looking the way they want, are there ways to refine the look and feel without downloading it to Visual Studio?
There is. There is about 8 templates that they okay. can choose from.
So a limited number of templates.
Yes.
And then they want to push it to the store. How does that happen?
So let's say you've done all your work. Mm-hmm. You've aggregated your data. You got the layout looking like you want. The third step would be some design. You can choose colors for the app bar, colors for the background okay. image. Let's say we've gotten past that. The last step is the generate step. And once they click the generate button, once you click that, that's when the server will start creating the source code for you.
Hmm.
After the generation is done, it says complete. You have 3 options. One is to download the published package, which will be the ZAP file,
okay.
and you can publish that directly to the store. Second is if you chose Windows 8, it will also give you a Windows 8 project.
Okay.
And the third is download the source code for the Windows Phone project.
All right, so let me get this clear. So the ZAP file that I submit to the store, do I first need to download to my computer, or can I go straight from the server to the Windows?
That would be a nice trick, but you do need to download the ZAP file.
That. All right, yeah. So that makes sense to me. And then you talked about the Windows 8 project. Is that the source code for the Windows 8 project, or is that another, I've forgotten the word, another ZAP file? What's the equivalent of a ZAP file
APX.
On Windows 8? The APX file. Yeah.
Same Thanks. Thing.
That's just the APX, or is it the entire source code for a Windows 8
Both.
Project?
So the same approach that they use for delivering you the options of whether you just want the published package
okay.
is an APX. The caveat here is that if you chose the Windows Phone in Windows 8 project, it's going to deliver an APX for Windows Phone and an APX for Windows 8. The store is not ready to upload APX for Windows Phone yet.
Oh.
So for now, if you want a Windows Phone 8 project, just choose Windows Phone 8.
I see. So do them separately, I guess.
Yes.
Is the lesson for that. And then bring it down and bring out the source code and then modify it to your heart's content if you've got some extra C# skills or XAML skills or things that you want that's more, I assume these are kind of rather limited in what you can do in App Builder.
Yeah, so if you want some more customization on how you want your data your item templates with the list boxes, for example, you can tweak them. The most common reason people download the source code, though, is to add units to the App Studio app, which you can do.
To advertising?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any limitation as to how you can monetize an app like this?
No, once you download it, you can change it to your heart's content.
So you could charge for the app if you want to. You could put
Absolutely.
In-app purchases into it. All right. And how long, realistically, if I'm a beginner, it doesn't sound like I write any code for this, but if I don't have any development experience and I'm just using App Studio in the browser, how long would it take me to get an app in the store?
Let's say you took your time and you put a lot of thought into your user's experience.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours.
A couple hours.
Yeah,
wow.
A couple hours.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah. You can do it in 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
flat. You can actually have it downloaded and uploaded to Dev Center, ready for store, 15 minutes.
How many apps do you have in the store right now?
Currently 15, I think.
15 just from App Studio? Or
no, from App Studio, I only have one, and okay. that's the demo one that I do for
I saw
day.
You do
yeah.
that one. I assumed you were doing that at the demos of all the the developed days.
Yeah. So the last one was New York City, where I have a Glee app, which you saw.
Okay.
I try to use a demo Pop Center account. Mm-hmm. So that there are some audiences where I do show them my personal numbers and my personal apps, but some places it's not as appropriate as today. So today would be just say, this is bare bones, this is what you will expect.
Okay.
So they don't get confused by other numbers and other things that they see in Dev Center.
Right.
So they see a nice clean interface. This is how you upload your app. This is how you upload your icon in your first screenshot.
So you actually stood on stage and built it and explained as you were going in, what, an hour?
We did the session. Took about an hour and a half. I stepped through every single thing. There are some, you can have custom collections, which I showed them how to do. Mm-hmm. And through a dynamic collection with App Studio, you can publish an app and change the bound collection. And it will update everybody's app without having to republish a new app. So it's a really cool feature where Microsoft will handle and host all these databases for you.
Okay.
So it took a little more time to do that. And then for one of our lightning talks, I published the app that we had built earlier today.
Right.
And it went live by the time the lightning talks were done.
Wow. That's on Microsoft's end. They're doing a good job of
absolutely
of pushing these apps through the store a lot faster. It used to take days.
One trick is they are using the capabilities an app declares. So let's say I had an app that wants to iterate through your contacts. Chances are that's not going to pass so quickly because it's looking into the user's personal data.
I see.
But certain things like App Studio, where the basic capabilities are declared, there's nothing really personal about what's being pulled out of the user's phone, it'll pass quickly.
Interesting. Anything we should have talked about that we did not around App Studio?
Not really. I mean, you have Facebook, you have YouTube, you have Flickr, you have Bing, you have an RSS feed. Those are the main categories. Okay. You can go further, customize it with custom collections, such as an app, a back-end custom collection you can update remotely. And there's also a new feature where the menu you can have. Let's say if you have an RSS feed with several channels. Say I don't want to waste all six of my sections on news feeds. Mm. Instead, you can add one section that is a menu, and in that menu you have several RSS feeds to be able to load up.
Oh, I see. Lance, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you. It's an honor. Technology and friends. Yeah.